From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Drop that pony, little beaver. There's trouble tonight on the Shokano Trail.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Come on, Thunder. Ride him, cowboy.
Whoa, partner. Don't touch that dial. Hang on to your chair and join Red Rider, the West foremost fighting man, in another thrilling adventure of the range. Red Rider and Little Beaver bring you this grand entertainment for the whole family 3 times weekly. So tune in this same station every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for the adventures of Red Rider. Shokano Butte country, Red Rider and the little Indian boy, Little Beaver, have met with adventure in the ghost town of Whispering Wolves. In an underground river tunnel, Red finds Jane Bruce and an old prospector named Pete, both of them virtual prisoners like himself. Just as the four were about to make their escape, they found themselves cut off by the band of cattle rustlers. Now, they await another barge load of cattle coming down the underground river.
Here they come. All set, old-timer?
All set. I'm sure aiming to plug one of them if I can.
Now, hold it, Pete. No shooting unless we hit.
Hey! Who's there?
All right, you hombres. Pull that barge over here. And don't make a move towards those holsters.
I saw him reach, Red. Now, you hombres, do what Red Rider say.
It's Red Rider!
Yeah, that's better. Now, pull it near the shore. Jump off, all of you. One at a time and with your hands up.
You ain't gonna get away with this, Ryder.
I'll worry about that. Keep him covered, Pete.
I am, and I just hope somebody makes a move.
All right, Jane, Little Beaver. Come on down.
Here, Red. Both of us.
All right, get on. You get on too, Pete.
Yeah.
Jane, start shoving off. I'll keep him covered till you're set.
I'm warning you, Ryder. You'll be plumb sorry for this.
I'll take the consequences. All set?
Yeah, we're
all
ready.
Set.
All right, keep him covered, Pete.
Yeah.
Here I come.
Get him, boy.
I can't hold him off, Red.
Oh, bad luck. The barge is stuck.
These cattle's in the way.
We can't get it off. Jump in the river. Swim.
Yes, yes, swim.
All right, boys. Run down the river. Get them while they swim. Get right.
Sure glad you rode down to have a look this morning, Mr. Hanlon.
Understand you've had some visitors around the vicinity, Beef.
Yeah, we did. Took care of them all. Where'd you hear it?
I've just come from the Painted Valley Ranch. Heard that red-headed nephew of the Duchess's was one of them.
Yeah, he was. Dusty's got him tied up inside, upriver.
Keep him there, understand? How many barge loads of cattle did you get through tonight?
11. Better than 200 head. Only one barge load left to come through. Reckon the boys must have hung it on a rock or something. Or it'd have been through long ago.
You reckon? I want to know, Beef.
Yes, sir. I'll find out why the bars didn't come through.
Well, that's better. And speed up those men on the Brandon operations.
Yes, sir.
We got to clean up today and get these animals out of here fast. We're quitting this.
Quitting?
You heard me.
Well, gosh, Mr. Hanlon, this is a surefire way of snaking cattle off the range the other side of the Shokano Buttes. There's still 10,000 head.
I'll give the orders, Beef. Something else the Duchess told me. A girl was lost during the night on the Shokano Trail. Jane Bruce, the school teacher. Did you run into her?
Yeah, she got in our way, all right. She's inside with the rest.
Go in and fetch her.
Huh?
Act rough when you bring her down. I want her scared plenty. I'll come along and take her from you. Get it? And while you're in there, find out what happened to that last barge load. What's wrong with your men over there?
What the...
Looks like a body there fishing out of the water.
Yeah. Holy catfish. Why, it's that girl.
I thought you said Dusty had him tied up inside.
She's alive. Look at her fight.
Well, the same thing goes. Take her by yourself up the hillside a piece. Get tough and lay it on thick. Scare her plenty. I'll be along and... Don't be surprised in anything I do.
Well, I don't get it, boss. It'll be the best thing just to let her drown or
something. Will you do what I tell you? Rescuing this girl will give me the alibi I might need if something slips in this business. I'll get going.
Pete, where are you?
I don't think I can make it, Red.
Let's try the pull. I've got hold of your shirt.
Oh, this blasted shoulder.
I can feel bottom. You put your good arm around my neck. I'll get ashore and pull you up.
I'm sure obliged to you, Red. I thought it was a goner.
Yeah. Well, we're out of range anyway.
Where's Jane? And Little Beaver.
They can swim, all right. No doubt they swung ashore somewhere further down. Here, you lie right here on those rocks.
Yeah.
Let's hope those men don't get that barge loose for a while. I'll go look for Little Beaver.
Hey, look.
Huh? Where?
Grab him.
Uh-oh.
Face down in the water, I see. What's the matter with him?
I don't know. Little Beaver, answer me.
Out colder than taters in a root cellar.
Must have hit his head on a rock.
Air got winged when he died. Never heard of an engine drowning. His heart beating?
Yes, fitfully.
What about that gal?
I saw Jane break away all right downstream. She can swim. Little Beaver's our worry now. I'm going to try artificial respiration.
Just hope them devils don't get that barge unstuck and come by in the middle of it.
Then stand guard. You couldn't help me anyway with that shoulder. Come on, Little Beaver. One. Two. Three. Four. You'll just have to chance it. One. Two.
There.
Three.
I hear a sigh like from his lips.
Good. One. Two.
Come on, kid.
Three.
Just take her in by big looms.
Little Peter.
Ouch.
That's pushing your ribs that hurts, kid.
Little Beaver. Fill 'em dum dum in head.
Hey, you can thank your lucky stars of Red Rider you feel anything in the head, kid.
What happened, Red Rider?
Not much. Except you did a pretty good job of trying to get drowned.
Drowned? Swimming like fishy.
Maybe you hit your head when you jump from the barge and knock yourself out a minute, and then swallowed some water.
Little Beaver. He always in heap trouble.
Yeah, now you're all right now. But we've got to find Jane.
Where, Jane?
I don't know, but I wish I did.
And what about that barge upstream, Red?
That's something else we've got to take care of. We can't have them on our necks while we're looking for Jane.
Hey, we going back up there?
Nope. Do you see that rock up above? Maybe we can roll it down and block part of the gem.
Great jumping catfish. You got some. We'll shipwreck them.
Help him, Red Rider.
No, now you stay right here and take a rest. You'll have enough to do later. Come on, Pete.
Come on. Wonder what we can pry it loose with.
Well, there's an old prospector's trick of making a rock jump by firing under it.
Well, I hung on to that six gun when I jumped into the drink. Here you are.
Thanks. No wonder you couldn't swim and one arm hurt. Well, let's see. Wonder if it'll work since it got wet.
Dunno. It was that guard's gun and looked pretty well oiled. Can't never tell till you fire it.
Then let's fire. Now stand back. If she rolls, she'll roll fast.
You did it, Red!
It'll take them a while longer to get off that rock, and they won't be expecting it either.
Now what?
Well, the same thing we tried before. We'll walk toward the tunnel's mouth. You still got the guard's clothes on.
Yeah.
And when we get there, we'll walk forward with our hands up, and you pointing that gun.
Well, what about the kid?
Well, that's right. I'll have to carry him, I guess.
Little Beaver walk 'em all right.
Now, I told you to lie down and get some rest for a while.
Little Beaver, walk him.
You best let Red carry you anyway, kid.
All right. Okay. Put your arm right around my neck.
Red Rider make him Little Beaver feel like the goose.
Yes, and Little Beaver make him Red Rider feel like spanking Little Beaver right on the buckskins, too. Ready, Pete?
All set, Red.
All right, now keep in back of us. If you see anybody coming from behind, shoot.
Don't worry, I will.
You want to be put down, you wildcat. Didn't appreciate the fact I saved you from the river, huh? All right, here you go. Down.
Brave, aren't you? When you're fighting women, I'd like to see you face somebody like Red Rider.
When I meet up with Red Rider again, he's going to the same happy hunting grounds you are. He'll tell you all about it when you get there.
How's that for a thrill? But excitement is just naturally Red Rider's middle name. When he's riding the range, you know something's going to happen every minute. So for real entertainment, with a thrill a minute, listen to the adventures of Red Rider every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at this same time. Tell your friends about this thrilling new radio program, too. They'll enjoy these exciting adventures of the range as much as you do. Remember, Red Rider is on the air three times weekly, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at 7:30. And now, back to the thrilling events that are taking place in the Shokano Butte country. Beef Jones, the hireling of Ace Hanlon, has carried Jane Bruce away from the river and stands menacing her with a revolver he has just drawn. Jane has been cowering before him, but now she struggles to her feet.
What do you want? Why did you bring me up here among these rocks?
Get it out of your head. I saved you because you're pretty. You know too much to ever look pretty to me. So... well, does this look pretty?
What are you trying to do, frighten me?
This shooting iron don't hurt a bit. Sure does seem a pity a girl young as you to be dying in her prime like...
oh, why do so much talking? If you really mean to kill me, do it.
All right, you snake.
What the...
drop that gun and reach. I got you covered.
Yes, sir.
That's better. And stay reaching.
Well, what was this gum boil on the face of the earth about to do to you, miss?
Kill me. That's what he said.
Why?
Mr. Hanlon.
Oh, well, you know me. Oh,
yes, of course. I've seen you at Devil's Hole.
Well, you must be Miss Bruce. What happened?
Oh, most terrible things. I met this man last night when I was looking for Red Rider. He tied me up, took me underground to a dreadful place. They're running cattle through a tunnel down an underground river.
I see. Cattle rustler, eh? One of the men stealing cattle from my own ranch, the Bar J, no doubt. Yeah, I want to talk to him a minute. My horse is down there in the holler. You go get on it. I'll join you in a moment and see you get home to the Painted Valley Ranch.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hanlon. I'll be waiting for you.
You never did have much brains, did you, Beef?
Well, didn't I act right, boss? Oh, gosh, I laid it on as thick as I could.
Keep your hands up while you're talking.
Oh, yeah.
After I've left, get down into that tunnel. Find out why that barge hasn't come through. And get both Red Rider and that old prospector, understand? Get them like dogs, both of them. No more of this tying them up until ready. And then you and the men clear out, fast.
Jeepers, seems like we've been walking about 1,000 miles. Ought to be getting somewhere soon.
We are. Look up ahead.
Well, bust my pick handle. I didn't see it. A glimmer in the light.
Must be dawn above ground. And that's the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Hope catch him outdoors soon. Plenty sleepy.
Yes, it's been a big night. Think he can walk now?
We walk all right.
All right, down you go, Little Beaver. Now, tell me more about what's waiting for us at the tunnel's mouth.
Big valley. River flow out. corrals, one side of river.
Corrals? For the stolen cattle? The men around, close?
Lots of men. Some say men see in tunnels.
You say you did send the old prospector to the ranch after help.
Send him, old-timer. Tell him get Annie Duchess come. Red Rider in trouble.
Well, I hope it's not too much to hope he'll understand. And that we won't march into a mess of armed men, including that beef hombre. Well, all we can do now is keep on going. Now, the minute we see anybody, Little Beaver, remember to keep your hands up like a prison. And you, Pete, keep that hat down and gun leveled, so you'll look like the guard.
Yeah.
Now, we can only hope that when we walk out of here, Beef's men will think that you are.
Never mind repeating, Red. I'm game. I don't want to die in no hole like a gopher.
And if anything starts outside, Little Beaver, just fall flat. Don't try to help.
Do them. You betcha.
Well, from the looks of things now, I'd say it's 6 of 1, half a dozen of t'other. But it's up to you. Let's start.
And then Ace says to me, "Why, you sneaking coyote, you ought to be ashamed planning to shoot a pretty girl like this." Just like that, he says, like in them Western stories. And then he says, "Clear out of here before I drill you where you stand, and don't come back." Then he started shooting up in the air as if to scare the daylights out of me. I run like a yearling to see the Diamondback. That Hanlon sure can put it on.
What's he aim to do with the gal, Beef?
Oh, he's smart, Hanlon is. Too many people around. People know there's something up. Hey, he got himself now in a position of rescuing the gal, see? All right, you boys. Now get back to work and get them cows out of here like Hanlon said. Jim, you and Lou come with me into the tunnel to find out...
Hey, Beef. Look. Look what's coming out in the tunnel.
If it ain't Red Rider and that engine kit, what tags along with him?
Coming out with their hands up, too, and at the prod of a gun.
But, why, it's Dusty bringing them out. I'd know them Batwing paints and that Black Stetson's anywhere. Hey, something happens inside there, all right. Come on, boys. Let's give that Red Rider a real welcome.
Welcome to Hidden Valley, Mr. Rider. I swear if it ain't a real pleasure, ain't it, boys? If we'd have known you was coming, we'd have baked a cake and opened a keg of nails. Bring the folks over a little closer.
We'd kind of like to shake Red Rider's head.
Hey, Beef, that ain't Dusty.
Huh?
Dusty ain't got no white stubble of beard.
I stay right where you are, everybody.
Well, I'll be blasted.
I got this .45 right on your middle, son.
It's that prospector. I'll bet Red Rider talks you into trying a fool stunt like this. Walking into 20 men without the chance of a rabbit in a wolf den. By jings, I got a hand it to all of you. You got nerve.
Just the same, Pete's got you fellas covered, and you haven't got us.
I'm warning you, Red. That old prospector will shoot only once. It's all he'll be able to shoot. I'm advising him to drop that iron and pronto.
Maybe Pete will shoot only once. But when he does, he'll get you, Beef. Now stand back. Just keep a path clear to those horses over there.
Well, I'll be darned. Yes, sir. That was sure neat. All right, boys, let them get to the corrals. I can admire them.
Here, boy!
Give me that gun.
Here you are.
Hey, you can't get away with this, Rider. I'll blow you full of holes. Go!
Look out. Look out, Red. They'll get you.
No, they won't. Come on.
But, Red, what are you going to do?
All right, Beef. I'll just use you for a shield. Now, order those men to stop shooting.
You think I'm crazy, Rider?
Either you tell them that, or you'll never give another order. I only winged you that time. The next shot will be at close range and more effective. I'll give you 3. 1.
All right. All right.
Hold it, shooting, boys.
Okay, yeah, that's the idea. And throw out your guns, every one of you.
Yeah, that's better.
Now you're showing some sense.
Red, listen. Some more of them coming. You can't stand here and hold them off. They got hit on.
I'll take it easy. And pick up those guns. We'll find a way on.
Yeah, but we're signing our own death warrant.
Hey, wait a minute, T.
What?
Look who's here.
Who?
The Duchess. Well, if it isn't my favorite aunt, and am I glad to see you.
Red Rider, if you wasn't a grown man by the brass buttons of Billy Babcock, I'd get off this cayuse and give you the thrashing of your life.
Now, Duchess, don't go getting all head up.
Head up? How'd you feel if you'd just almost seen your favorite nephew heading for the pearly gates? Shoot. We watched that crazy maneuver from up above the valley and saw every minute of it. Walking straight into that mess with only one gun. Are you crazy?
Did you come here because the old prospector told you?
Well, I was a-setting out after you anyways. I was that plumb nervous because Jane didn't show up all night. But when he come to the ranch and said what was happening, man, did I round up the boys. And from the looks of you all, you've been through a tornado, flood, and the prickly heat.
Oh, Pete, this is my aunt, the Duchess, owner of the Painted Valley Ranch.
Howdy, ma'am.
Howdy, old-timer. Say, Red, where's Jane? Ain't she with you?
Well, she was for a while, but we lost her in the river up the tunnel there.
In the river? You mean drowned?
I don't know. We lost her when we had to swim for her to escape from some of these rustlers up that underground river.
Great Hannah.
Now, Duchess, you see about having the boys take that bunch of rustlers they've got prisoners over to the marshal. I'm going back in that tunnel after Jane.
Them cattle in the corral, they're ours. Why, that's our brand.
Most of them are ours. They were brought down the river from the other side of the buttes on barges.
Now, wait a minute. I guess I can take care of things, and I can Frank and lead our men up that tunnel to look for Jane. You're all tuckered out.
But, Duchess, I can't go back to the ranch
with... I sure was. You're frazzled out to an old buggy whip. Look at you. Eyes like a desert sunset before a rain. Why, you drop for sleep right into that river looking for Jane. The boys can do it better than you can.
Ooh, all right, Duchess. Little Beaver and Pete and I'll go back to the ranch. We do need a square meet.
Say, this is Bar J Ranch land, ain't it?
It sure is, Duchess. Belongs to Ace Hanley.
You don't say.
Do you get it?
Then he must be back of the rustling.
That's just what I aim to prove. Now, this Beef Jones was his rustling foreman. He changed brands in that corral, then mixed them up with his own animals till he was ready to ship them out.
Well, I'll be hog-tied. Now, look, you and Little Beaver take a couple of these cayuses and start for home. And tell that poker-faced Ching Hao that if he don't fiddle you up right and proper, he'll hear from me.
Say, where's Thunder?
Thunder's fit as a fiddle in his barn back home, where you ought to be.
But, Dutch...
Now, no more questions. Just get. And you too, you little brown-skinned whippersnapper.
Get a frontal, Annie Duchess.
Come on in, Little Peter.
We come.
Uching Hao.
Oh, Missy Landlider. He come home like a Chinese swallow.
Say, Ching, we stop. What can you fix up fast?
Oh, you starve, eh? Hungry. Oh, no good to starve. Oh, Ching Hao, he fix the number one breakfast. Oh, can't tell by your hand. Powder mark. Your gun. He go off for some time, yeah?
That's right, Ching. Oh. Lots of guns went off last night. Say, got any hot cakes left, Ching, and a couple of eggs and...
What's the matter? What for? You know, go on. Give you order, all the same, less to law.
See, I thought I heard...
Oh.
Who's in that front parlor, Ching? Who is it?
Oh, front parlor. Oh, yeah. Big supplies. Got it. Company.
Company? Who?
They make it come in. They say, how to walk a light in. Ching, he keep his mouth shut.
Who is it, Ching?
You're lucky, huh?
All right, I will.
Please let me thank you, Mr. Henry.
What?
Ching!
Oh, Red, oh, I'm so glad to see you. You're safe.
Yes, and the same to you.
Good morning, Mr. Ryder.
What are you doing here, Hanlon?
I'm glad to see you're safe, Ryder. Miss Bruce was just telling me the terrible thing that happened to you all last night.
I ask you what you're doing here.
Red, what are you saying to Mr. Hanlon? I don't think I'll ever be able to repay him for all he's done, and you stand...
Repay him? For what?
For saving my life.
That doesn't make sense, Jane.
Yes, it does. Beef Jones was going to make certain I wouldn't tell what I'd seen. He took me up the hillside and claimed he was going to shoot me.
And just then, I suppose, Mr. Ace Hanlon happened along and rescued you.
Yes.
You see, Ryder?
Yes, I do. Clever of you, Hanlon. And pretty good timing.
Red, will you explain why you're acting this way?
Well, I'm afraid, Miss Bruce, that Ryder's upset because it wasn't he who rescued you. He thinks he's got the monopoly on being the fair-haired boy of these parts.
You know that we cleaned up that rustling business on your ranch, don't you?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, the Duchess and 30 men are out there right now. Our cattle are being driven back. Your men are prisoners.
You'll find I've just discovered myself what was happening on my property. You'll find I've informed the sheriff of Devil's Hole to arrest those men today. I was investigating when I happened to find Miss Bruce and was able to save her life.
There's nothing stupid about you, is there, Ace?
I consider stupidity a very real crime, thanks.
There must be a way of pinning this on you. And I'm gonna do it.
What's your mother? What's your mother? Everybody eat like a number one cow in its claws, clack. Oh, jungle.
Red.
Yes, Jim?
And all of you, I want to say something. I'm sorry for what happened just now.
No, it's nothing. I think I'll have some more coffee.
No, please. I've got to say it. I never dreamed Ace Hanlon was mixed up with that cattle stealing, and if you all think he is, I'm sure he must be. But you must admit I was startled to hear you talk as you did after he rescued me.
Now, look, Jane, it's forgotten. We're all too tired now to think. Now, how about letting me go through with that promise I made before all this happened?
Promise?
Sure. To take you riding out in the range, remember?
Oh, well, I'd like to very much.
All right, then, it's a deal.
Squaw trouble.
We'll get started the first thing in the morning after we've had some rest. That sorrel all right for you, Jane?
Oh, yes, it's my favorite horse.
What about Ace Hanlon, Red?
Well, we'll just have to wait to get him, Duchess. He can't keep drawn to an inside straight forever. Well, is it you worth your losing the race?
No wonder they call it Painted Valley.
You know, my aunt homesteaded this place a good many years ago. Began raising cattle and... Uh-oh.
What do you see?
Down there on the highway leading to Devil's Hole.
Oh, one of Dad's freight wagons.
Are you sure, Jane?
Oh, you can hardly see it, but the wagon's got Bruce Freighting Company Millersville on the side.
Oh, so that's your dad's company. I've seen the wagon.
Dad's hoping that...
Oh, hold it.
What's the matter?
Look over there. Down the road, fella. Behind that clump of mesquite.
Oh, it's another wagon.
I don't mean the other wagon, Jane. Look. Behind those rocks, just to the right of the mesquite.
Red, there are three men there.
And with three rifles.
Oh, Red, you don't think that...
I don't know. But I sure aim to wait and find out.
Look, Red. The driver of Dad's wagon is pulling up, and those other men haven't made a move.
Sure looks like there's some soil rot in a fence pole somewhere. The driver's calling to those men. See? They're coming out to meet the freight wagon.
Well, then, it's obviously not a holdup. Should we ride down and find out who they are?
You stay here, Jane. It looks to me like there's a cinch loose somewhere, and I'm going to find it. Come on, Thunder. Get going, Thunder.
Don't forget, folks, another thrilling adventure of Red Rider comes to you next Tuesday at the same time on this same station. Tell your friends about this exciting new radio program. They'll enjoy it, too. And for real entertainment, you can't beat the adventures of Red Rider. So remember, tune in your Blue Network station every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at 7:30. Then settle back in your chair for a half hour of thrills, excitement, and action with the West's foremost fighting man... Red Rider. That mysterious stop of the freight wagon on the road to Devil's Hole, the wagon owned by Jane Bruce's father. What does it mean? And why was the load transferred to another wagon with armed men standing about? Red Rider has made it his business to find out. And you'll find out, too, if you join him. Listen to the next exciting half hour with Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy, on this station next Tuesday night at 7:30. Red Rider came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.